so Jackass 4 is coming up.
Okay.
And it's already getting press because Bam was kicked off.
Bam Margera, yeah.
He was kicked off because he couldn't stay out of not doing drugs. So it's already getting...
He couldn't stay out of the bottle.
Right. There was a lot of issues going on with Bam. So Jackass 4 is continuing to tape, and it's still getting press. So now, guess what? Steve-O is in the ER.
No, what happened to him?
So saying somebody is in the ER for filming Jackass, that it just happens all the time.
Sure.
But Steve-O is pretty stupid when it comes to certain things. This is what led him to the ER. So he decided to go out and buy a t-shirt cannon. You know what those are, where you put the t-shirt in the cannon and you shoot it off into the crowd.
Yeah, I'm in radio. We all know what t-shirt cannons are.
So when you go to a basketball game, they put shirts in there and they shoot it out. So Steve-O had this great idea. Let's go buy a t-shirt cannon and fill it full of dog poo.
Oh, good. And shoot it at who?
His head. So that was the skit with Steve-O was standing there. They packed it full of dog poo. It was, a better word, a smoothie in a blender.
Ew.
Full of dog poo. So he goes, all right, hi, I'm Steve-O, and this is dog poo cannon, whatever. So then they shot him in the head with the dog poo. Ear canals are pretty cool, but at some point you don't want to shoot dog poo at your ear canal doing 75 miles an hour.
Don't they have advisors? Don't they have people on set to be like, hey, listen, if you're going to shoot his head, aim for this part of his head. Don't aim. There's got to be somebody there that makes sure that you're not going to, I don't know, kill Steve-O.
No, because that's even better. Press is if you kill Steve-O, we're shooting dog poo at him. So he said, all right, shoot me in the face. They shot him in the face. The dog poo went into his ear, his ear canal, into his middle ear. So he went to go jump into the shower to try to get it out. It wouldn't come out. So he had to go to the ER.
We've heard these stories from ER doctor friends of ours before about the stuff that people shove up their butt that they have to go remove. This is like off the charts. And let me just say, kudos to these guys. The fact that Johnny Knoxville is 50 and Steve-O is 47 and they're still doing this shit. Like, whoa.
Literally doing this shit.
Doing the shit.
So yeah, shot him in the face.
Yeah.
Into the middle ear. Then you have to go to the ER. Then you have to explain to the ER doctor why there's poo.
No, you don't. You just walk in and go, I'm Steve-O.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a picture of me on my back.
Right. I mean, I have a picture of myself on my back. Right.
Right. Remember
when
I stuck a hook in my mouth and I was shark bait? Yeah, that's me. I have poo in my ear. So, yeah. So it's still getting press. And it's still not going to come out till October 22nd. And so somebody...
If they live that long.
Yeah, if somebody's going to die before then.
Yeah. I wonder sometimes, like when I hear stories about these guys, like Johnny Knoxville, I've seen interviews with him and he seems like a regular, normal guy. I wonder sometimes if they think to themselves, I wish I would have done a different genre of movie.
No.
You know what I mean? Because how much longer can they continue doing it? Are they going to be, they used to make jokes back in the day. They're going to be like in their 80s and still doing this shit.
But nobody's hiring Johnny Knoxville to do a regular movie. I mean, every time he does a regular movie, like Dukes of Hazzard, nobody saw it.
No, but what I'm saying is, had he not started with the Jackass stuff,
right,
had he done literally anything else back in the day, you know, had he been like, you know, the Tom Cruise type, you know, just done something else, something different. Like nobody, okay, The Rock, like nobody expects The Rock to shoot poo into his ear, into his face, because that's not his thing. And The Rock is fine with that because as he ages, he gets more handsome and stronger and he's a better actor, you know, whereas Johnny Knoxville and Steve-O, at some point, it's just going to be like sad watching them. You know what I mean?
Because The Rock could have went that way when he left wrestling. He could have went to the poo in the ear, But he didn't.
He didn't go poo in the ear.
He wanted to be an action star.
Right.
Johnny Knoxville? No, he wanted to get kicked in the nuts. That's right. What But trust me, they only work every 5 years.
Right. That's true.
And they make a really good living only working every 5 years.
Because they spend the other 4 years in rehab, but like either drunk rehab or physical rehab because of what it does to their bodies.
Well, you know, when you clean out your ear in the bathroom in the morning, and sometimes you look at it and go, what the hell is that? Steve-O's going to be going, the hell is that?
And like, for like the next 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
There's still poo in my head.
Gross.
Yeah, he's a shithead.
Are you going to see this movie?
I'll wait till it comes out.
See? So much for the poo in the ear.
Yeah, I don't see any movie. I mean, it's like Black Widow was out this weekend.
Yeah, everyone's loving it. I'm mad at myself. I didn't get a chance to see it. I had a crazy weekend, but yeah, I have to go see that. All my friends are like, this is the best. It's the storyline that she should be doing. Everyone's loving it.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I watched it at home.
Right.
You know, I'm not going out to see a movie. You're not going to get me in a movie theater, I don't think, ever again.
Really?
No. I mean, the movies that next second are on my TV.
Right. That's a good point. Yeah. And you're cheap. So there you go.
Yeah. And you can buy them or you can get them free or whatever. But most movies come out on HBO Plus or come out on Disney Plus. It came out on Disney Plus. You can pay $30 and the whole family can watch it.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I'll do that.
But it was an eye movie. I still haven't finished it, so it wasn't that great of a movie.
Right. But you can finish it.
If
you're in the movie theater, you can't be like, can you pause this? I need to go to the bathroom or you get something to eat or the phone rings. Sorry. I think we've all gotten so spoiled. The thing that we have been doing during COVID is watching movies at our own pace, which we were doing anyway, but we were really doing it. I don't know. I feel like it's a little, when you're sitting in a movie theater and the screen's giant, and the whole thing's going, you're not thinking about your phone or the snack or your bladder. If it's a good movie, it's easy to get really into it. And I feel like everybody I know that's gone to see Black Widow is just sucked right in. They love it.
Well, I don't think it would be as bad if you could pause the movie.
Right.
In the movie theater. So everybody
cool with this? We're going to pause this for five minutes.
So the 75 people that are in the theater, we all get a remote. we can pause. And if we miss what they said, we can either turn on the closed caption or rewind it.
I hate that closed caption. I call it the grandma words. Every time my boyfriend, we watch British programming and he'll put the closed caption. I'm like, no, grandpa, you're not putting the grandpa stuff on my TV.
No, I got to put
so
it like
it's so distracting.
This.
I can't stand it.
There's the movie called The Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, right. They whisper.
Gun to your head. You cannot tell me what the hell that guy just said. They're whispering the whole movie. But you have to put it on or you won't get none of it.
Well, that's different because The Quiet Place, it's in the title. They're whispering the whole time. That I understand. But I watch a lot of British programming and British movies and 007 type stuff. And he likes to put on the closed caption, which tells you the line before the person says it. I don't want to read the movie before. I want to hear the actors say the line.
That stupid accent. You can't understand that.
No, but the thing that distracts me the most is a lot of these places that do the closed caption, they give them the script ahead of time. They put it in and then the actor ad libs and it's not at all what's down on the bottom of the screen.
It's not even close.
I can't stand it. It's so distracting and I hate it. I call it the grandpa words.
But Quiet Place, I would still be watching that movie if I didn't turn on it because I would be rewinding. You would have to rewind it to go, did the dad die or did he not die? I don't know.
Does your up volume not work? Your volume doesn't work? Just turn it up.
You can't turn it up that much. The neighbors would know. It's a stupid movie.
Neighbors.
It's a stupid movie because you can't hear them.
You live in the boonies. Your nearest neighbor is five miles away. You
can't
turn up your TV.
Understand what the hell they say. They brought somebody in that could shoot it right, but nobody, right. The sound guy, they don't even pay attention to this. No, we don't need a sound guy. No, screw him.
They're going to whisper the whole movie. It'll be fine.
Yeah, they don't even, you know those guys that have the boom mic? That yeah. They don't even have that now.
Don't need that guy.
No, they just
it's whispering.
They just have the volume that's on the camera. That's
it's like the an only ASMR thing movie.
That's and it's impossible to understand. There are parts of that movie you cannot tell me what that guy said. You can't, because the monster is going to hear them and come and eat them, so they have to whisper.
You okay?
Stupid movie. You has to have captions.
Are you okay? You having a rough time? should I call somebody?
Stupid movie pissed me off. It was dumb. It ended stupid. It's like, the hell? Because they just ended it so they could have A Quiet Place 3. They didn't even end it right.
We're going to need to keep a blood pressure cuff on you while we do these segments, because I got to make sure that you're staying in your zone, because I think that you've gone out of your zone now.
Wait till you go watch that damn movie tonight and you tell me what they say. If you don't turn on you still won't know what they say.
I have an up volume.
You can't. It's impossible to turn it up that much.
Okay.
It's impossible.
All right.